ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
And this is the NT Country Hour on ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory.
G'day, Northern Territory, and welcome to the Country Hour. My name's Charles Geary, and today we're coming to you live from the 2026 Brunette Races. It's a beautiful day out here on the Barkly Tableland. Got a clear sky, clear surrounds. It's a beautiful, stunning day. Plenty of horses, plenty of camp drafters in front of me right now getting the competition underway. Lots happening, so stay tuned today. We'll have some of those camp draft results coming to you shortly. Today you'll also hear from one of this year's winners in the camp draft. And you'll also hear the story of one young ringer's journey from Scandinavia to the Barkly. Got a big show to you coming live from Brunette Downs today, so let's rip straight into it. Let's start here at the camp draft this afternoon. We've got a pretty full crowd, plenty of competitors still making their way in and out of the arena. And the people have been going here since 6:30 this morning, just after we finished the rural report here at the camp draft arena. So let's have a little bit of a catch up to see how the day's event's been going. I'm here with Toby Wass, who's part of the committee here at the ABC Amateur Race Club at Brunette Downs. G'day, Toby.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Thanks for having us out here. How's the camp draft been going this year?
Oh, outstanding. We're a little bit nervous about the weather a week ago, but I don't reckon we could turn on any better.
It's been very, very good weather. How have you found the competition? The action here in the camp draft so far?
Good. It's always a little bit tricky the first day or two with the races and that, but today's a full day of camp drafting action. We 400 runs or so, and the cattle are running well, and everyone's presented their horses extremely well. We're just nearly to the conclusion of the Maiden B final now, so we'll have a result for that shortly.
Where have some of the competitors been coming in from? I know there's been a lot of concern about fuel prices and people being able to get to these events. Have you still gotten a pretty good turnout?
Oh, yeah. Well, our noms are actually record high again this year. They set a new record last June, and we've even got more that we had to negotiate this year. But as a committee, we were a bit nervous 2 or 3 months ago. But looking around, I think you guys have seen that they keep turning up, and our horse numbers are great, actually. Yeah.
A big story we hear across the country right now is just how popular camp draft has been getting, and not only here in the territory, but in other states and territories as well. Do you have any thoughts as to why that might be becoming a more popular sport?
I think it's just the competitive aspect of it is definitely growing. It sort of changed from, it probably used to be more of an actual weekend hobby and a weekend getaway for actual ringers that were on their horse, and now it's a bit more of a full-time sport and a livelihood for some. But what I love about this weekend is if you look around, every second horse has a station brand on, and every second rider is an actual Jackaroo or Jillaroo on the local stock camp. So that's definitely what separates this from some of the others across Australia.
We talk so much about the station bred aspect of it, like you mentioned here at Brunette Downs, and because there's some camp draft horses that go for pretty big these days. It's a bit special to still have that, I guess, a little bit more homegrown quality about this event.
Oh, definitely. We started the weekend on Wednesday afternoon with our Jack and Jill draft, we call it, and it's actually exclusively for station bred horses, station working staff, whether they're a Jackaroo or Jillaroo or a bull runner or a mechanic that wants to have a go. So that's pretty cool about Brunette weekend. We've got that. We've got encouragement. Our maiden, I reckon if you look around, our maiden noms now, half of them are local stock camp members. And yeah, it's pretty, this weekend, it's not the only one in the north that has a lot of ringers, but yeah, the ringers help make this weekend what it is, yeah, definitely.
Do you think the station bred aspect of it and the homegrown aspect of it also makes it a little bit more accessible and welcoming people to who might be a little bit newer to the sport?
Very much so, and yeah, we run the Jack and Jill end and encouragement and maidens, and we sort of give these, I reckon there'd probably be 30 or 40 competitors here now this weekend it's their first weekend in a saddle at a camp draft, so instead of having to nominate against some $40,000 Tamworth horses in a maiden, yeah, they're riding against their peers, and it's welcoming. We try and that aspect, and probably the other cool thing is a lot, if you look around the caravan park, a lot of their mums and dads are here to, I reckon that helps them have a bit of confidence too in front of their family.
Toby, mate, you've been here since about 2012, you were telling me a little bit earlier. So you've seen a couple of people come and go from the Territory and come and go from their time out on pastoral stations. Tell us a little bit about your history and why you've come to love this event so much.
Oh, yeah, I'm a vet. I sort of live out of a motor car for 8 months of the year, 9 months of the year. Luckily, my home base is just up the road at Anthony Lagoon, but yeah, I didn't sort of come here 15, 16 years ago thinking I'd still be on the Barclay, but yeah, it sort of got in my blood. It got in a few of our blood that try and make this weekend as successful as it can be. I think that just the community feel it. No matter where you are, your community's important. And my wife and I and a lot of others here think that this Barclay community's pretty cool to stick around. They keep sucking us in anyway.
You've been here since 2012 now, so I think they've done a pretty good job of keeping you to stick around. You've probably seen a lot of people come do their couple of years up here as a ringer and go back home. This event, in a lot of ways, feels like such not only an initiation of sorts, but a way of ingratiating them and making them feel a part of the local community. Is that something you've seen, you know, Brunette Downs as an opportunity for those young ringers to make that attachment to a community?
Very much so. I nearly thought of the words rite of passage, and it's not a rite of passage, but what it is, and that's why we tried so hard this year to just guarantee that it was going to happen, that these, one thing that I've seen change a lot, that if you look around the bar at 6 o'clock tonight, there might be 15 different sock camps there. They used to probably be a little bit more isolated, but now every single, all these young fellas and young ladies are getting around each other, and yeah, the stock camps probably interact a lot more than what they used to do. It's that community, it's what builds a Barclay, I think. It is pretty, I'd say, unique around here how close and attached all the stock camps are amongst themselves, which is pretty cool. And yeah, I'd hate to see a first or a second year Jackaroo or Jillaroo come up and not have this experience over this weekend. And definitely, I think, in performing and competing in front of their family makes this weekend pretty cool too.
Definitely. We probably should actually talk about some of the results at some point of the camp draft. How have there been any key performers, anyone that you've noticed so far?
We're about to get into the AAKO Open in about 5 minutes' time. That's when the real competitors, I won't say the real competitors, but that's when the serious competitors come out. But definitely a local family, Bradley Murphy, better known as Tosser, from up near Cape Crawford. Tosser won the maiden A yesterday. The Murphy family doesn't need much introduction around the territory, I don't think. So Tosser won the maiden A yesterday. We had Jess Angus from Brunchilli won the Jack and Jill on Wednesday. And yeah, I'm not too sure of this result, but I saw the draw of the maiden B final, and they're all locals and locally bred horses, and yeah, so it's pretty cool to see Tosser win one yesterday. They also had a win in their first races yesterday. Brad Tosser and Amanda bought a racehorse, and I think they think it's pretty easy. They won one from one at the moment.
It's a pretty successful start to them for the weekend. We'll also have Jess later on in the program today. Toby, I won't hold you up much longer. It sounds like you've got to get to the big event, the AAKO Cup here. Thank you for joining us today on the Country Hour.
No worries. Thank you for making the trip out.
No,
gentlemen.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us. That was Toby Wass there, who's part of the Brunette Race Club Committee. The time is now 22 minutes to one.
G'day, this is Jono. I come from Kenby Country and I'm a software engineer. I wouldn't know one end of a cow from the other, but I love the Country Hour. Keep it rural.
G'day everyone and welcome back to the Brunette Races for 2026. The Country Hour has made the trip out to Brunette Downs this year to catch up with all the camp drafters, rodeo riders and horse racers as well. It's a very big event out here in the Barclay and there's still plenty of camp drafting action still happening in front of us right now. Now, people have come all over for the Brunette Races, from all over the territory, from all over Australia. But people also come from all over the world to work in cattle stations here in the territory. And one such ringer from Lake Nash is now joining me this afternoon here on the Country. Johan, Country Hour. Johan, can I get you to introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, g'day. My name is Johan Kvalevåg. I'm from Norway. I'm 25 years old.
Now, Johan, Yo-Yo as well, I believe, is the nickname you've got out here. Am I correct in saying?
Yeah, I got a nickname.
Johan, where are you from and how long have you been out here in the Barclay?
I've been here for like 1 month, 1.5 month now. So not that long. I'm pretty fresh up here. I've been in Australia for 6 months now, or seven. Oh, yeah.
And you made the trip down from Norway, I believe I'm correct, to come down here working
it,
station.
That's it.
What made you want to come down to Lake Nash from Norway?
I found myself in a midlife crisis at the age of 24. And, well, I really wanted to do something else rather than just work 7-3 like I do. And, yeah, being stuck at the same place. I was hungry for an adventure. So I figured, hey, why don't go to Australia?
Now, the Territory Cattle Station's a little bit different to Norway. I could imagine it's been a bit of a change. How have you found the adjustment coming down here to a Territory Cattle Station?
Well, it's first and foremost, it's very warm, very hot, so that's a lot of difference there. Very dusty. There's a lot of... We don't have such big stations home. We have small farms, like a proper decent farm home is about 50 cattle and maybe 200 head of sheep.
Yeah, what was the desire? Is this always an interest for you to come to like a bigger cattle station like this?
Well, my interest lies in working with horses and cattle. I always had horses and really love working with horses and love working with cattle and sheep as well, livestock mostly. So that was like, we don't have big musters home, but we have some horses and sheep and cattle, and yeah.
I talk about big musters. Have you had the chance to get out into a muster yet there at Lake Nash?
Not yet. I was put on a grader from the first day I got there, but yeah, hopefully I will get on a muster soon.
Road grading, I can't imagine it's like a particularly universal experience. I think it's pretty unique to some of the bigger places out here. Had you had much experience with maybe some of that bigger machinery that is used out on these cattle stations?
Yeah. I'm a operator of heavy machinery. That's like my background, my profession from home. So I'm pretty used to big machinery. So I reckon that's why they put me on the grader. And there's a lot of roads that need grading out and out back.
I was about to say, are you starting to get a bit sick of the shed work, the grading work? Are you ready to get out onto horseback to do a bit of mustering?
Yeah, that's it. I'm ready as can be, I reckon.
Now, Johan, there's one thing I've got to ask. You're from Norway. Norway's currently competing at the World Cup. It's a bit of an international flavour. We've got a bit of international flavour here at Brunette Races this weekend as well. Have you managed to bring the support for soccer or football to a Territory Cattle Station?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to watch the highlights from the day's matches, and Norway's kicking ass over there, so we're doing pretty good. Australians are more on the footy and rugby league.
Now, Johan, you've been here for a month or so on the cattle station now. You've been in Australia for about 6 months. Would you recommend this experience to working on the cattle station to others from Europe?
Absolutely. Take the chance you can and get out there. You got to have something to look back on when you're old and grey and sitting in a chair home.
What are your plans for the rest of the weekend out here in Brunette Downs? Are you going to be out here for a couple more nights?
Yeah, a couple of more nights. And watch the camshaft, watch the races, have a couple of cold drinks in the warm sun. So
Couldn't be much better. Well, Johan, thank you for joining us today on the Country Hour. And thank you so much for sharing your experience out here at Lake Nash.
Thank you.
G'day, this is Samantha Hussey from Olive Pink Botanic Gardens. We've got the beautiful Sturt Desert Rose growing at the moment, our beautiful NT Flora emblem, and it has really, really taken off after the rain. So come along and have a look. And you're listening to The Country Hour.
Welcome back to the Northern Territory Country Hour. The time's 5 minutes past one. My name's Charles Geary, and in case you've just joined in after the news this afternoon, we're broadcasting live from Brunette Downs at the 2026 Brunette Races, where all morning and early this afternoon, the camp been taking place here at Brunette Downs. It's been a very full, fantastic atmosphere. We're starting to get into the pointier ends of things here on the camp draft side of things at Brunette Races. Later this evening, we'll have the rodeo. We'll also have more racing taking place over the weekend. A lot of exciting things happening out here on the Barclay Tableland. Let's have a quick look at the weather, and as I have a look at the sky here at Brunette Downs, it's pretty clear. I don't think I see a single cloud in the sky. Beautiful temperature, nice, beautiful evening, so it does get a bit nippy if you're waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning like we were for the Rural Report, or like many of the ringers were here at Brunette Downs for the camp draft this morning. But for the weather elsewhere, I've got Rebecca Patrick here from the Bureau of Meteorology on the line with me this morning. G'day, Rebecca.
G'day, Charles.
Rebecca, I'm broadcasting here from Brunette Downs, and I've given the what's in front of me forecast for the weather here. Do you have anything else that might be happening across the Barkly over today and this weekend?
Yeah, as you mentioned, pretty sunny skies today and expected to continue tomorrow. Maybe a bit of cloud developing on Sunday and showers for the Barkly developing on Monday with a bit of a cloud band becoming established across the south. But yeah, apart from that, in terms of the temperatures, you mentioned them getting a little bit cool overnight, probably around 12 degrees tonight getting down to, and 29 the top today, or 28, 29, and probably getting up to, I'd say around 29 tomorrow as well.
You mentioned a bit of a ridge forming over Central Australia. We've had quite a bit of, it's been quite a wet winter in general for a usual Central Australian winter. Are we expecting much more rain over this weekend in that region?
A little bit. So, yeah, we've got that ridge at the moment, but that's going to be pulling out through the weekend, so getting a bit more of a northerly flow through southern parts of the territory. We are expecting cloud band to form on Sunday, which should mean a little bit of rainfall across the southwest, so through the Lassiter District and probably to the southwest of Alice Springs on Sunday, before extending a bit further across on Monday with potentially a little bit more rainfall across southern areas, maybe getting up to isolated pockets of 10 to 15 millimetres. But broadly, most areas are probably going to be seeing less than 5 millimetres.
Let's have a quick look at the top end as well. What's the forecast looking like for the northern half of the territory?
Yeah, so in the north, we've got mostly sunny skies across the top end, just a little bit of cloud over the Arnhem District with a few showers in the northeast. That'll continue through the weekend. Maybe slight increase in humidity around the Gulf of Carpentaria from Sunday as we get a bit more of an east to northeasterly flow through that area. But yeah, otherwise pretty sunny conditions across the north.
Well, Rebecca, thank you for joining us today. And thanks for, I guess, making the trip over phone here to Brunette Downs and giving us that forecast for the weekend.
No problem at all. Enjoy.
That was Rebecca Patrick there from the Bureau of Meteorology. Now, stick around because after this little break, we'll be bringing more action from the Brunette races, and all the cam draft action that's been happening as well. The time is 9 minutes past one.
I'm Jess Grills, head crocodile keeper at Crocodilus Park. We are standing in front of Belair's Lagoon with about 40 saltwater crocodiles, and you're listening to Country Hour.
Welcome back to the Northern Territory Country Hour, coming to you live from Brunette Downs. Now, for young people across the rural and remote parts of the Northern Territory, big events like this are actually the perfect reason to return home to the NT if you're particularly out at boarding school, or maybe even compete in your local camp draft as well. Imogen Cadzo is one such young person. She's from Mount Riddick Station along the Plenty Highway. Now, Imogen's also been competing in another discipline internationally recently as well. Imogen, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you.
Now, you're competing here in the camp draft this afternoon, but can you tell us about what you've been doing overseas a little bit recently?
Well, I recently got accepted into a program to go over to Germany and do a show jump training tour with some great coaches.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about that time in Germany? It's an incredible achievement, yeah.
Yeah, well, we got there and Mum and I spent a couple of days in Rome before heading over to Germany, where we met our team. There were 12 riders ranging from 14 years to 52 years old, And on our first day, we rode some horses and learnt, like, got some really good coaching advice from some top-level coaches, World Cup coaches. And then I think every day since, we rode two different horses, and then we got to pick our horse for a competition and rode our horses in a little training competition.
It sounds like a pretty unique and remarkable opportunity. How did it feel being over there and getting such an intensive in show jumping?
Yeah, it was really, really cool. It was such an amazing experience. I would go back in a heartbeat, and the coaching has really helped with my riding coming back to Australia with my horses at school.
Have you gotten into show jumping and equestrian? It's a little bit different to maybe some more of the equestrian and horseback arts we see here in the territory.
Yeah, well, I went to boarding school and Mum told us we all had to try something other than camp drafting. It's because we do camp drafting when we come home, so coming back is like just something we do, and then go to school and I have my own show jump horses that I take out and compete.
How do you find the difference between competing in camp draft and competing in show jumping?
It's a pretty big difference. Like, we're coming back home chasing cows and then going back to school and I'm jumping over poles. So, but there's, yeah.
From the finer points of things, obviously, yeah, like you mentioned, camp drafters are maybe a bit more rugged, is maybe the term you would want to use. Do you find you have to actively change your mindset with handling horses and sort of approaching the discipline when you go between the two?
Yeah, so camp drafting, you show up, maybe give your horse a few canter laps, but with show jumping, you got to show up, give them a proper warm-up, make sure you're looking presentable before like going into the ring and stuff.
Do you have a preference between the two?
Not really. I like them both pretty equally.
Have you found the competing in the camp draft here today, coming back to up to the territory to compete here at Brunette Races?
Yeah, it's been good. I had one run this morning, just ran out of time, and I have two runs in the open this afternoon.
Being over in boarding school and being over east, how does it feel? What does it mean for you to be able to come back and see family and friends out here on these cattle stations in the territory?
It just means that I can come back home and enjoy my life away from school and do something different.
Now, are you competing much more today here in the camp draft? I know there's a little bit more happening before and over the weekend as well in the camp draft.
Yeah, I have a few more runs. I'm in the kids draft and a few novice runs.
Whenever I go to a camp draft, there's seemingly a Cadzo getting in the top three somewhere, whether it's yourself, your mum, and on the odd occasion, your father as well. Maybe not quite as often. Sorry, Steve. Are you hopeful to get another result here today?
Yeah, I'm pretty hopeful. I don't know if it'll happen. I'm drafting my sister's horse for the first time, so
it's a bit of a change up. Well, Imogen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And good luck, and thank you for sharing your experience with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Camp drafting is still underway here at Brunette Races. Now, one of yesterday's winners in the camp draft was Jess Angus. Now, I'm being told through a few of our reliable sources here at Brunette Downs that Jess is one of the rising stars of camp draft. And on a station too, and is an up-and-coming Jillaroo. She's a third-year ringer at Brunchilli on the Barclay Tablelands. And she says she's been working hard in what is a very busy time of year for the station.
We just finished first round, so we finished mustering all the paddocks and about to start branding all the wieners that we've trucked out. We have about 13 people in the crew. We all get along like one big family, so it's really nice.
Describe what a day in the life of a ringer is when you're in the height of that muster period.
We get up about 4 o'clock, 5:30, brekkie, get all the stuff organised before breakfast for the yards and all horses loaded on the truck before we go out, and then you either muster a paddock, and then you take them to a set of yards, and then the next day you'll do yard work and draft all the cattle out and brand calves and truck wieners back home.
Yeah, right, so it sounds pretty varied, like it's not exactly the same each day.
No, every day is different, and then you might have a boar you got to go pull or do a bit of fencing, yeah.
Do you have a favourite or a strength in that range of skills?
Oh, I love horses the most, and mustering on bikes, and yeah, cattle.
How do you choose between mustering on a bike or on a horse?
Oh, our head stockman or manager, they'll just say you're on a horse or bike today, and yeah, they try to change it up for us, like give everyone a go at everything. And depending on the paddock as well.
You're in your third year now working on a station. What have you learnt?
Oh, a lot of different things, like a lot about solar bores and working cattle and mustering and all the different things you got to think about when you're just running a place and, yeah.
Did you know much about that before getting on a station?
I was a little bit involved in the industry, always had horses and cows around me growing up, but never on a really big property.
What attracted you to getting on a really big property?
Oh, the lifestyle, it's great. You're just out on your own little place with your own little family and you all get along and have a good time and, yeah, just make heaps of memories.
What are some of those best memories over the past 3 years? I know that's a pretty open question.
Oh, that's pretty hard, but a lot of days when stuff starts to go wrong and then you all get fix it all together and, yeah, a lot of fun days, just going exploring the property and, yeah.
Describe the property where you are at Brunchilly. What does it look like?
Brunchilly's on the Barclay Tablelands, but it's kind of on the edge of it, so you have, like, a lot of black soil flat, and then you also have, like, Spinifex country, so it's, like, half trees, half just flat, so it's nice and different, each paddock.
A lot of ringers have sort of a long-term dream to have their own station one day, or maybe, you know, be a head stockman or a pilot. What do you want to do?
I'm not totally sure, but just do as much as I can and build a profile, just be able to do everything pretty much. So
how do you build a profile?
Oh, just keep upgrading your skills, like learn preg testing or maybe fly a chopper, or yeah, just be able to do all the bookwork and like computer side of stuff, which helps. Yeah,
you competed in the camp draft yesterday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and I competed in the Jack and Jill on one of the station horses and lucky enough to win it, so that was pretty cool.
What are the requirements for entering Jack and Jill?
It has to be a station horse with a station rider, and it's kind of like an encouragement event, so you can't have won anything before.
How did you go?
Yeah, got first place, so that was pretty good. And
congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you feel?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm one of the station horses that we use every day, and he works hard, we work hard, so.
So you'd know that horse pretty well then?
Yeah, I kind of share him with someone else, so we both kind of ride him, and yeah, he's just a really good horse to work with.
Do you bring all of your station horses when you come to an event like this, or you kind of just choose the best ones?
We all take one or two horses each, just of our own horses that we ride at the station in the plant, so yeah, just as many as you enter, I guess.
Great. And what are you hoping to get out of the rest of the brunette races?
Oh, I'll have a few more goes in the other camp drafts, maybe hopefully pick up a place, do some more of the horse racing, and yeah, just have a good time.
That was Jess Angus there from Brunchilly Station.
Hello, my name's Tyson. I work at the Wadaya Sea Farmers, and you're listening to the Country Hour.
Welcome back to the Country Hour. We are here at Brunette Downs for the 2026 Brunette Races. My name's Charles Geary. The time's 23 minutes past one, and there's heaps of events on the line today. We keep talking a lot about camp draft, but there's also rodeo, there's races, there's Battle of the Barclay. There is countless events to have a crack at if you're a young ringer here on the Barclay table. And now, I've been chatting to a lot of the first-time competitors today, and one of them was from Kieran Webb from Ngawituma Station, down in my part of the world in Central Australia. He's had a go at cam drafting for the first time today. I asked him how he was feeling.
Yeah, feeling good, a bit nervous. Just come out from the arena. Wasn't too bad, but always room for improvement.
Did we hear the crack of the whip, or did you get through the score there?
No, cracked off on just after the second peg there, unfortunately.
Made it out of the yard though. It's certainly better than a few people here today. Must feel not too bad for a first go.
Feels good, eh? Real good.
Game draft's been getting really popular over the last few years, and it seems like you're one of the latest converts to the sport. What sort of drawn you and attracted you to it?
I'm not sure, I suppose. you're surrounded by people that do it all the time and love it. And I suppose we ride horses nearly every day at work, the same sort of thing. So it's sort of just, it's a skill that you grow to love, really, and you got to find some passion in it somewhere, I suppose, eh?
The appreciation for the sport almost came out of your job then, by the sounds of it, to start with.
Yeah. You just keep enhancing your skills, I suppose, every time you get on a horse, and whether it's at work or at an event, you're always developing your skills more and more.
You competing any more today? You're on the back of the horse right now. Are you getting back in there soon?
One more run this afternoon, and that'll be in for today.
You've come up from Ngawituma. How are things looking down there right now? We came a pretty similar way to get up here. How are things looking at Ngawituma?
Yeah, good. There's no secret, I suppose. There's been a very good season across a few places, but especially down there at the minute. Yeah, feed's looking good, cows looking good.
And just finally, before we let you go, mate, thanks for your time. If anyone else keen on, you know, maybe thinking of getting in the saddle themselves and giving a cam draft a go, what would your advice be to them?
Go head first, 100% in, go all the way. Good fun.
Kieran Webb there from Ngawituma Station, who went cam drafting for the first time here at the Brunette Races in 2026.
I'm Denny.
I'm Bridie.
I'm Eric.
I'm Bridget.
I'm Dave.
We're from Sundown Station, and you're listening to the Country Hour.
Welcome back to the Country Hour. This is going to be the final time I think I say that this afternoon. I've got Sam Parry here, the rural reporter based up in Darwin and Katherine. G'day, Sam.
G'day, Charles. How's it going?
Oh, very, very well. Sam, it's really hard to get rural reporters to meet in the same spot, so we decided to split the difference between Darwin and Alice Springs and meet here at Brunette Downs. How are you enjoying your first experience down here?
I'm loving it. I'm loving that we're camping together on the same little camp as well, which has been really nice. A beautiful, rugged Barclay soil. We've got maybe get a fire going tonight if we're lucky.
I've been told I snore recently. Did I keep you up last night with my snoring at all?
I'm notoriously hard to wake up, so I don't think, you know, anything would wake me up.
How have you found the drive coming down your way from Darwin? Because I know coming up from Alice Springs, Stuart Highway, Barclay, pretty safe. Pretty straightforward drive. You go north for a bit and then you go east for a bit. That's Tablelands Highway, though.
Yeah, I don't think the road crews have quite got to that part of the Northern Territory yet. It was resembling what the Stuart looked like between kind of Katherine and Pine Creek after those big floods earlier in the year. But yeah, certainly everywhere else is looking in pretty good condition. It's just, yeah, out this way on the Tablelands, a lot of water still around and, you know, a lot of potholes and dangerous roads. So it's a bit hairy in points.
Definitely a bit hairy. Definitely a bit of water. So much water in a couple of these rivers still, considering it's been, you know, a few months now since we've had some of these really big weather systems come through the region. Pelicans just down the road from here, about an hour south, down at Awari Station. Pelicans in the river there.
Yeah, plenty of pelicans bathing with the Brahman bulls in the morning sun, which was a beautiful sight as we arrived here. Just the whole country is looking incredible, you know, heading down between kind of Elliot and that Lake Woods area as you get down to Three Ways. Just this amazing blend of kind of colours and, you know, the country starting to change into a bit more of a dry season look about it. But yeah, it looks great.
I know you're a recently adopted rural reporter for us in 2026. I got to ask the question, is this your first rodeo?
Not my first rodeo. First, maybe truly authentic, you know, station experience. This is very much a community event. Less tourists around. I mean, there are still a few, but I think, you know, it's a bit of a drive for most people.
I did notice the caravans and some of the grey nomads risking it out there on the Tablelands Highway. There's a few people out here that haven't got the big hats on and the big boots.
Yeah, definitely. I think people are, you know, still enjoying it and, you know, coming in to see what this is all about, which for most people, I think it's about coming and seeing their colleagues from other stations in the region and, you know, giving it a crack, moonlighting as a jockey for a weekend, which is pretty funny. You don't see any international jockeys here or big name bookmakers. It's all pretty amateur and, you know, community-based racing.
Certainly. Got about 50 seconds left, Sam. What are you looking forward to now out here at Brunette Downs?
I'm looking forward to watching a bit more of the camp draft. There are a few more horses rolling in now. We're sitting in a little yard where we've been broadcasting from. So, yeah, just checking that out. And, of course, the rodeo will be great to watch later today.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us out here at Brunette Downs for the 2026 Brunette Races. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I want to thank everyone out here for making us feel so welcome. We mentioned earlier the football results. I can confirm to everyone that it is finished at nil all between Australia and Paraguay. I believe that confirms Australia's spot in the round of 32. Thanks so much for joining us today. My name's Charles Geary. Keep it rural.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.